Judy. I live in Trustful. I have two questions for you, fellas. One, my husband and I always disagree, but when the weather is changing, why do I hurt so bad? And two, why is it so difficult to predict snow in Birmingham? Thank you.
All right, welcome to Weather Brains. We're today, J.B. Elliott. We'll have the latest weather information from Alaska and Siberia. We're at 60 below zero today.
60 below zero today. I really believe after we do one or two programs, there will be an explosion of ideas that we'll never run out of material.
Oh, I know that. I mean, I know that for a fact. You know, I think an interesting case study is Feinbaum in the sports world. If you look at Feinbaum and the fact that he's been very successful, and not that, you know, his technique or style is what I do, but he talks about Alabama and Auburn football basically all the time. That's it. You know, some sports shows that were on the air, you had hosts, like Doug Bell's a great example. He knows everything. He can tell you who was the third baseman for the New York Mets in 1961 and what his batting average was. But in this market, you know, people have a hunger for Alabama and Auburn football, even in summer and even in spring. And I think for this to be successful, we got to talk about hot button type stuff in the world of meteorology. You know, the warning process. We have too many warnings. You know, false alarm ratio problems. Problems with the weather service and storm prediction center. And what's good about it? What's bad about it? But the sexy stuff in weather, it's tornadoes, it's hurricanes, it's, you know, Katrina, it's all that kind of stuff. You know, if we start
SNOW.
Yeah, winter storms and snow and global warming. You push that hot button stuff, and that's what people are going to listen to. If you get on here and make this a program about, you know, something that's dull, nobody's going to listen. It's going to be very virtual. You know, Murray might be on a train in Walla Walla, and you know, JB might be at his house, and I might be at my house, or I might be here. That's the beauty of the Skype thing. It doesn't matter where we are. KISS FM scored number one for severe weather among both African-American and Caucasian listeners.
Outstanding.
J.B.
He's going to be on the Tom Joyner Show next time he comes to town.
I was surprised and also pleased. You know, he's starting this new news and talk station in a couple of weeks called WPSB, and it's on 1320 AM. It's sort of a rough-sounding signal right now, but I guess they're going to clean it up. But it's only 5,000 watts, and I think they cut down to 50 watts at night, don't they, James? And that won't hardly get out to Woodlawn. So I don't know if they're going to increase the power at night or not.
Boing. The whole goal of this, to me, is that we start it and we build up an audience. And I think it will explode if we do it right.
I think the Birmingham radio community handles severe weather coverage in some cases real good, and in some cases much to be desired. And I am devastated that the WZZK and those stations over on Red Mountain are apparently not going to do full-time coverage, a wall-to-wall coverage, when there's a tornado moving up on this city. That really surprised me. Is Sally going to take you down to Sonic to celebrate?
They are taking me out tomorrow night in Dallas, of all places. I'm not looking forward to
it. You are a traveling animal.
We're going to present to Shearson Lehman Brothers on Thursday. They're going to give us $100 million to build hotels.
Wow.
It's just unbelievable.
I wish you the best, Bill. I am really proud of you.
I'm
proud to know
this.
You. I'm serious. You're going to the top, Mr. Murray.
As long as I can do Weather Brains, I'll be set. Weather Brains, and write my little facts every week, do my little podcast, I'll be happy. Back on this date, 1997, a tornado ripped through the Big B Bruno Shopping Center in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Next time on Weather Brains, the severe weather warning process. Does the National Weather Service do a good job, or does it cry wolf? If you'd like to contact us, our email address is weather@weatherbrains.com. WeatherBrains is copyright 2006 by The Weather Company. All rights reserved. Now for the legal fine print. Offer void where frowned upon. Add $1 for dinner salad with any entree. And objects in mirror, including tornadoes, are closer than they appear. For James Spann, J.B. Elliott, and Bill Murray, I'm David Black. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time for more WeatherBrains.